Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. As I mentioned before the break, if you are in that phase of life where you are downsizing and you have some items to sell and you simply don't know where to begin, or if you've gotten some extra cash for Christmas and you want to do a little shopping, it is the new year after all, then today's guests are for you. I have with me today Nancy Bloodsworth and Joe Myers. They are with Everything But The House. And it is a very unique business, which is why I wanted you to hear about it today. And it's basically a type of online auction and more when you're looking at doing a little decluttering. So welcome, Joe and Nancy. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Well, Joe, I'm going to start with you. First, let's talk about Everything But The House.
All right.
Tell me what it is.
Everything But The House is an online estate sale and consignment sale. Started back in 2008 in Cincinnati, Ohio, and they currently have 17 markets, growing one market per month. The Charleston market is the 17th market, and we're really excited to get it launched here in town.
And you're just now launching the Charleston market, so congratulations.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. It's been very challenging to get out in the market, meeting a lot of great people in the community, networking, meeting a lot of great clients, and having a lot of great consultations as well. And as we progress with this, we see a lot of room for growth. So it's really glad to be here.
So it's been around for a while, and it's Charleston's the 17th market.
That's correct.
Okay, wonderful. And what exactly is the process if someone wants to sell items in their home, particularly if, let's say, they're downsizing?
Correct. The four core areas we tend to find the business coming from is whether it's a downsizing, like you mentioned, if there's been a death in the family, which we know is very traumatic. We also have if they're relocating, or if there's been a divorce.
Okay.
So all these you have to think as a transition in life, and we're there for them every step of the way. And that with that regard, we're going into the home and looking at what needs to be discarded, what needs to be sold, what is going to be trashed and donated. And at that point, our team comes in and starts organizing that process. And then we take it to the point where we start taking photography, and we also have cataloging. At that point, when it's all completed, then it goes online for 7 days, and we have 1 million followers. And that's exciting because 1 million followers.
1 million followers.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah. And we also have 250,000 current bidders registered. So that increases the demand for the opportunity for those items to be sold.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and let you listening out there know the website. It's ebth.com, everythingbutthehouse.com. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. It's www.ebth.com is where you can register. And if you go online and you see all the fantastic, unique items that we sell from start to finish, it's a great selection to choose from. And you can just sign up with your email, and that's all it takes. Easy as that.
And let's stick with the selling process. And Nancy, I want to bring you into the conversation. You are an estate organizer. What exactly is that?
Well, Rebecca, an estate organizer will go into the home and scour every closet, every drawer, every room to find items of value that perhaps were tucked away or stored, you know, for many years. And we will...
And the size of the house doesn't matter, does it? It can be a small house with a lot of stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
I have my own personal experience with that with an aunt of mine. So go on.
So either myself or actually it's... A team of estate organizers will go into the home and prepare the items to be presented in the best way possible for eventual online selling. They will, the items of value will be cleaned and prepared so they can be photographed well.
Okay.
And then they will be properly cataloged. And as we mentioned before, the photography is terrific, but it's basically our job as the estate organizer to make sure we find every item that has potential worth to the client.
Okay. And if there are items, we all have them, that don't have a lot of worth, you help the client figure out what to donate? Is that right, Nancy?
That's correct.
Yes, yes. That's part of the process.
Okay. So you have your donation pile and your... A selling pile, and then I would assume this needs to go into the dumpster pile. Is that right, Nancy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
realistically, not every item that someone wants to sell mm-hmm. has value in the marketplace. And that's always a situation where we have to be delicate with the customer because they place a lot of value on their mm-hmm. items. Mm-hmm. And we have to be efficient and also compassionate to mm-hmm. the emotional situation that they are going through. So yeah. we help the client sort all those items out.
Okay. And Joe, let's go back to how you're a full service company.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't just photograph items and help someone sell them. You do other things for the client, don't you? What are those things?
That's correct. Nancy also mentioned that donation piece. That's big. Mm-hmm. We help the community out for those that are in need from these particular state sales. So by having that, we arrange having third-party charitable companies come and pick those items up. And then that goes down that path and helps those that are less fortunate in that regard. We also go to the extent where we can say at the end, we tend to want to make sure that home looks in pristine condition. Mm-hmm. We'll offer, you know, the typical broom clean, but yet we know we need to step up the service. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that conversation with the client and say, hey, look, you know, for a couple hundred extra dollars, let's get that move out clean, taken care of, so that home is in pristine condition. So we're doing it from start to finish, giving them world-class service.
Mm-hmm. So in one of the organizations that you mentioned to me earlier was St. Vincent de Paul. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
That you volunteered?
I do. I do volunteer with St. Vincent de Paul. It's a great organization where we mm-hmm. literally go in the homes and we'll bring the discarded furniture that the homeowner doesn't want back to the warehouse. And then that is then handed off to families that are in need. Mm-hmm. So I've partnered with them locally in the Mount Pleasant area and the Kidney Foundation in the greater Charleston area to help with situations when we come across that in these states.
I read an article recently, a lot of boomers, yes, some are downsizing. Sometimes we like to use the term right-sizing on the show, where they just want a house of more convenience.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's a different area.
Yes.
But some of them are deciding to stay in their homes a little bit longer, but perhaps they're ready, the children are gone, and they want to go through and declutter and make, you know, something new out of an old room. Do you help with that?
Absolutely. So
okay.
whatever the situation is, we're there to make their lives better. And so if they find themselves having to want to declutter, absolutely. They just give us a call. We'll do the consultation, complimentary, and we have a conversation with them. We're really honestly trying to make friends here in this mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. So throughout the community, that word gets around. And just letting them know it's an option for them.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're getting back to your question, if they want to declutter, we can go in and actually remove those items from their home and take them to our warehouse. And we get enough items, we can have a consignment sale, which also helps out too.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
So you can, because I think sometimes the hardest part is that first step.
Absolutely. They're very attached with their items. And all the consultations that I've gone to, you hear a lot of great stories. You hear a lot of great stories, and you get to know exactly what this means to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like Nancy mentioned earlier, it may not have value in the marketplace, but it has emotional value.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to know them on that level, but you also can identify things of value and carry it forward from there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that allows us to do that in that service offering, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the buying process.
Absolutely. That's the fun part, too.
That's a fun part.
Yeah.
If you've gotten some cash at Christmas, like I mentioned earlier, you can spend it and go to their website. Let's talk about that buying process. How do they begin?
It's so simplified. It's actually a lot of fun. And anyone listening out there, I encourage you to go to the website, www.ebth.com, sign up, and take a look at all the amazing, unique items we have to offer. With that regard, you click on that, and you'll literally see that item, and you'll have anywhere from 5 to 10 pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And like it might have been mentioned before, but those pictures, what I call the sizzle factor, because it'll draw them in. And as you're looking at those items, you see what you're going to be buying. It is our goal, off on a side note, is to become the world's best provider of secondhand personal property goods. So when they're seeing those pictures on there, and you see that, and you say, I like that. And if you're local, you can come by and pick it up on our pickup day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're across the globe listening, because we have 1 million followers across the globe,
okay.
you can click on and type in your zip code, and it will quickly let you know what the shipping cost will be, and then you have an answer right there for what the cost is.
And you have some very unique items, which drew
me. We do.
Me.
Yes, it's outstanding.
It is. I see a horse as one of the items that was sold. That's very interesting. But
right.
yes, people, I'm sure, are downsizing from farms or ranches.
It's across the board.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help out. It's a lot of fun getting to know people in the community with that regard. If I could just share a quick story.
Sure, absolutely.
One of the top items that was sold in the world population on an auction for baseball rings was sold for $240,000. EBTH was able to get Williamson's ring. He played for the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. This is about 3 months ago. His ring sold on our website for $89,400.
Wow.
EBTH is the second highest ring being sold on an online auction. That just tells you the power of our buyers and having fun and the items that can be bought online.
And let's talk about this selling price. When the bidding is done, how much do you keep and how much does the seller keep?
That's a great question. Our approach is simplified, straightforward with everybody, integrity pricing, where we take 35% of what is sold on the online auction. So at the end of that process, when the bid closes, mm-hmm. after 7 days being online, 2 days prior, there is a preview so the locals in the community can come view. Once that finishes up, we have a pickup day, then we have a delivery day, which means all the items that are left in the house or the warehouse then are shipped out. And at that point, from that item right there or that day, they have 20 days, and then we issue them a check.
Okay.
It's that simple. 65% is what they take.
So basically, start to finish, we're looking at a 30-day process, maybe a little bit longer. You come in, you do a consult. If the client decides to sign up with you, then there's a week of bidding.
Correct. Once it goes online.
Once it goes online.
Yes, ma'am.
A week. Okay. Yeah. And then you've got, in 20 days, you get your check.
That's right. When the seal's finished, it's that simple.
I needed you about 14 years ago. Well, I love my aunt that I was speaking of earlier, but I was the estate organizer, auctioneer. So
we got four projects we're working on right now. So it's really exciting that it's taken off faster than we anticipated. So there's a lot of momentum, a lot of good energy. Mm-hmm. This is a great company and it's a great offering to the community. So just really appreciate the opportunity to come talk with you.
Well, and your website is absolutely beautiful and fabulous and has a lot of great information and very wonderful testimonies. So I'm so glad you're here in the Charleston area. And I want to give you listening out there the website again. It's Everything But The House. So it is ebth.com. EBTH.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to go ahead and give out, well, I'm going to wait till the end of the show, actually, because Joe has some great giveaways. And you know I wait until the end to give the phone number for the giveaway. So hold on. Now, Joe, you've lived in the area for how long?
My family and I have been here since the late 1998.
Okay.
And we have three boys that are growing up in the community. Two of them go to Christ Our King, and they're very active in baseball. We're very active in the community as well. So it's great to be in this town.
Okay. And what drew you to Everything But The House?
I had the opportunity to skate with the Stingrays back when they were, I'd say back in the late 90s.
So okay.
It was not actually on the roster, but it was on the farm club during the summer. So I got to meet a lot of the good guys there. And that pretty much brought me down here, because where else can you go play hockey and walk out and see palm trees when you're done?
That is true. I never thought about
so that.
That very, very true.
I quickly fell in love with that. And my wife, she followed me down here too. So we've been established and have a great family and real involved in the community.
Okay. And then you heard about Everything But The House.
That's
and
correct.
It clicked.
Yeah, everything just takes off from there. And all mm-hmm. I have to do is be myself and have a lot of fun working for a great company and helping out people that are in need when they have a transition in life.
How very exciting for 2016.
It is. I'm very excited to be here.
And you should be. I love the website. And Nancy, how did you and Joe meet? How did you become an estate organizer? Because I know that you've not been, I mean, you're a very organized person, because I know you through some networking groups, but how did you decide to do this?
Well, a very savvy recruiter posted a job for an estate organizer on LinkedIn, and I applied to that. And I had read about the company and heard about the company and was intrigued by the dynamics of how it was organized. And I met Joe, and I thought he was an awesome leader. And he sold the company on me as well, to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy working for him, and we have a lot of energy together, and it's going to be a great experience.
Thank you.
And I would imagine, Nancy, that you enjoy getting to meet the clients also and hearing their stories, because you're a people person.
I do as well, Rebecca. In fact, yesterday, the client that I spoke with grew up in a town that was about 50 miles from where I used to live in Virginia.
Okay.
And secondly,
a small world, isn't
it? I know.
That's amazing.
And when I worked in Hickey Freeman in upstate New York, she knew some of the workers there as well, because mm-hmm. she had lived in Rochester, New York as well. So once you start talking to people mm-hmm. and learn more about them, it just becomes a smaller world.
And you can make that connection, and it's great that you have that background of having lived in different areas in the U.S.
Yes, so, Rebecca, it is helpful.
Definitely, very helpful, and I know that the clients appreciate that as well. And Joe, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we close the show?
No, I just in closing, just want to tell everybody thanks for the opportunity to talk to you and be involved in the community. And just if you get a chance, just go to that website, www.ebth.com, mm-hmm. sign up, and you'll see what we're talking about. And those pictures have the sizzle factor, and you'll be dialed in just as well as we are.
And you really will, listening out there. I enjoyed it. I went online and I looked, and there are just some very unique items for sale. And to help you buy those items, Joe has some $20 gift. Is that right, Joe?
Yes. $20? A little incentive for you to get out there and check out the website.
That's awesome that you can apply to one of the online auction items. And in order to get one of those, you just have to be one of the first 5 callers. And here is the number that you need to call. It is 843-819-4131. And I'm going to say the number again. 843-819-4131. Nancy, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Rebecca. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well, and I've learned a lot. And Joe, thank you for being here today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Rebecca, for having me. It was great.
Awesome. And again, their website for Everything But the House is www.everythingbutthehouse.com.
Yes, yes.
I can remember Everything But the House.
Time to go shopping.
Get them there too, right?
That's right.
All right, so time to go shopping. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm with Rick Durkee with the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, what are the steps to creating a sound financial plan?
Well, Rebecca, there's about 5 steps that one should go through when developing that financial plan, and then a final review, okay? So let me go over those really quickly with you. First of all, before your first meeting with a financial planner to develop this sound financial plan, you should establish your own personal goals. You should write some things down. You should also gather your data to bring to the first meeting. You're going to want to have all your account statements. You're going to want to have all of that financial information that he's going to need or she is going to need to look at. Then thirdly, you'll get into an analysis phase of this financial plan and evaluating the financial status. Now, what you can do to be prepared for that meeting is have a spreadsheet, develop a spreadsheet of your assets, put them all on one page, and use an Excel or just a Word document and just have those listed. Some of the best potential clients that we have at the Coastal Financial Planning Group come in prepared with that information. They also have a budget. They look at what their individual expenses are, and then they look at what the income is coming in for income planning purposes. So there's a lot of pre-work to do in that first meeting. However, if you do it, you'll be prepared. And then when you get to step 4, which is develop the plan, use a certified financial planner to do that, folks. Make sure that you have a good, sound financial plan. And then 5th, you implement the plan based on the recommendations that financial planner has for you. Final stage is you make sure that you do annual reviews at least with your CFO, your chief financial officer for your family, who is your financial planner, and make sure that you monitor the plan and make necessary adjustments.
Great advice, Rick. And you can learn more about Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group by visiting cfpgroup.biz. Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcareliving services.com. And AllCare is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.